Welcome to Future Jungle. Rag a cut blend for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're building an intermediate drum and bass section that fuses raga energy, chopped breakbeats, and dark warehouse atmosphere into one tight, club-ready idea. The goal is not just to make things loud or busy. The goal is to make the groove breathe like an old jungle record, while still hitting with modern low-end control. So imagine the vibe here, a dusty, smoky room, bass shaking the floor, breakbeats rolling with a human swing, and raga vocal snippets cutting in and out like they're talking back to the drums. That's the sound we're after. We'll work in Ableton Live 12, and we'll keep the workflow practical. Drums in one group, bass in another, vocals and effects in a third. That alone helps you stay organized and move fast. First thing, set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really strong sweet spot for Future Jungle. It's fast enough for momentum, but not so fast that the break loses its swagger. If you push it too high, you can lose that grimy roll. Too slow, and it stops feeling like jungle energy. 172 is right in the pocket. Now, before you start stacking sounds, give yourself some headroom. Keep the master from clipping while you write, and don't overprocess the mix too early. This style falls apart fast if the low end gets crowded, so the cleaner your project setup, the easier everything becomes later. Let's start with the breakbeat foundation. Drag in a break that has attitude. Something Ainen-like, Think-like, or a dusty funk break works great. You want snare snap, head to tail, and enough personality in the transients to survive chopping. Then slice it to a new me track using transient slicing, and drop those slices into a drum rack. Now, don't just replay the loop. Rebuild it as a pattern. That's where the style comes alive. Keep the snare as your anchor on 2 and 4. Add ghost notes before or after the snare to create movement. Throw in a small kick pickup into bar 2 or bar 4. Add a chopped hat or two so the groove has shuffle and breath. The break should feel edited, but still human, like it was cut together in a rush at 4 in the morning. A good trick here is to vary velocity. Keep the main snare strong, but let the ghost hit sit softer, maybe somewhere in the 45 to 90 range. You can also pitch a few ghost slices down a little, maybe 2 to 5 semitones, to make them feel dirtier and older. That tiny shift can add a lot of character. If the groove feels stiff, use the groove pool. A light swing around 55 to 58% can work really well, with a modest timing amount so it doesn't get too loose. The idea is not to force the break into quantized perfection. The whole point is to keep that old record swing while still sounding intentional. Next, we shape the drums so they hit like a warehouse system. Layer in a clean snare or clap under the break if the snare needs more weight. Add a kick reinforcement only if the break is too floppy in the low end. Then group your drums and bring in drum bus. Start gently. A little drive, a little boom, a little crunch, and a bit of transient on the snare can go a long way. You're not trying to crush the loop. You're trying to make it feel denser, hotter, and more physical. After that, use a QA to carve out muddiness in the low mids if needed, and tame any harsh cymbal splash if the break starts getting too bright. If the drums feel too wide or messy, use utility to tighten them up. Keep anything sub-heavy mono, and don't let the low mid drum bus get out of control. Future Jungle needs grit, but it still needs discipline. Now let's bring in the raga vocal blend. This is where the call and response energy really starts to speak. Load a raga phrase or a small vocal bank into simpler. You can use slice mode if you want quick rhythmic chopping, or classic mode if you want more manual timing control. Either way, keep the phrases short and responsive. Don't think of the vocal as a long lead. Think of it as a conversational element. One main shout, one answering cut, one throwaway ad-lib, maybe a stutter repeat, maybe a reverse phrase into the downbeat. That's enough to make the section feel alive. And here's a really important teacher note. Think in responses, not just fills. In Future Jungle, the vocal often works best when it answers the drums instead of sitting on top of them. Try placing a cut right after a snare flam, or just before a bar reset. That makes the phrasing feel conversational, almost like the track is talking to itself. For space, add auto filter, echo, and reverb carefully. Start the vocal more filtered if you want tension, then open it up when the drop hits. Use echo with a short rhythmic delay, maybe 1/8 or dotted 1/8, and keep the feedback controlled. Reverb should be used like seasoning, not soup. Send it out, filter the return, and keep the low end clean. Too much wet vocal will kill the raga punch fast. One of the best contrast moves in this style is dry versus distant. A vocal chop that starts close and dry, then suddenly gets thrown into delay at the end of a phrase, feels much bigger than something that's wet all the time. Save the spacious effect for the phrase endings. That's where the drama lives. Now for the bass, which is where the track gets its physical weight. Build it as two layers, a sub and a res or mid-bass layer. For the sub, use operator with a sine wave only. Keep it mono and centered. Long notes work well under root notes, but don't be afraid to keep them short when the break needs more space. The sub should support the groove, not bulldoze it. For the mid layer, use wave eatable or operator with detune or phase movement. Add an LFO for motion, but keep it controlled. This is not a huge wobble bass. It's a dark, rolling res that answers the drums. Keep the filter fairly low so it stays smoky rather than shiny. If the patch feels too polite, add saturator to give it more edge and harmonics. A really useful phrasing idea here is to treat the bass like rhythmic punctuation. Don't write non-stop notes. Let the sub hold the root on the downbeat, then let the res answer on the offbeat or the end of two. Leave holes. Those holes are what let the break and vocal breathe. Keep everything below around 120 Hz, mostly mono. If you want width, spread only the upper harmonics. The sub itself should stay solid and centered, especially in a system where the low end has to translate hard. Once the drums and bass are in place, glue them together with side chain and controlled space. On the bass group, add a compressor or glue compressor with subtle side chain from the kick or main drum trigger. You only want a few dB of gain reduction, just enough to make room for the drums. If the break is very active, don't sidechain to every hit. That can turn the groove into pumping chaos. Choose a stable trigger so the groove breathes instead of wobbling randomly. Then use return tracks for your effects. One return can be a short reverb for vocal stabs. Another can be a dub-style echo for occasional throws. Automate those sends at the end of phrases so the track opens up and then snaps back in. That push and pull is a huge part of the warehouse vibe. Now let's talk arrangement and tension. Future Jungle thrives on phrase movement. If the whole 16 bars stay flat, the energy dies. So think in blocks. Start with a filtered intro. Then let the ragga cuts arrive over stripped back drums. Bring in the full low end at the drop or around bar 9. Use fills, vocal reverses, and short bass pauses to keep it moving through the later phrases. A simple but powerful move is to automate a vocal delay send from nothing up to a strong throw on the final word of a phrase, then cut it dead on the next downbeat. That stop-start dub gesture creates space and drama without needing extra sounds. Also, don't forget negative fills. Sometimes the hardest hit is the empty beat. Remove a kick, leave a snare gap. Drop the bass for half a bar. That tiny absence can make the return feel much heavier. If you want a more advanced twist, try triplet vocal pickups leading into a downbeat, or alternate two breaks every four bars, so the groove keeps evolving. You can even resample your own vocal chain or break return and use that printed audio as texture. That often sounds more alive than endless plug-in tweaking. And here's another useful habit: check the drop at low volume. If it still feels urgent when quiet, your drums and bass are really interlocking properly. That's a huge sign you've got the groove right. As you finish the section, make sure it works like a DJ tool. The intro and outro should be mix-friendly. Keep tails controlled, don't overcrowd the ending, and leave enough room for another break-heavy track to blend in. A strong Future Jungle structure could look like this: a short intro with filtered drums and vocal hints, a main phrase with full break, bass, and ragga blend, a switch-up with a fill or reverse vocal, then an outro with drums and atmosphere only. Before we wrap, here are the biggest things to remember. Don't overclutter the break. Bass around the snare matters. Keep the sub mono and the res controlled. Use reverb and delay like accents, not constant blankets. Let the vocal answer the drums. And always arrange in phrases, not random bars. If you want to practice this properly, build a short loop first. Pick one break, slice it, make a one-bar drum pattern, add a ragga vocal phrase chopped into a few responses. Then build a simple sub and a dark mid-bass layer. Automate one filter sweep and one delay throw. Keep it tight. Keep it under control. If that loop still feels heavy with fewer than a dozen active elements, you're doing something right. So the big idea here is simple: ragga attitude, breakbeat swing, and disciplined low end. If the drums breathe, the vocal cuts, and the bass stays focused, you've got the core of a smoky warehouse Future Jungle blend. Now go build it, and let that old jungle pressure meet modern DNB precision.